Welcome to a new episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. Oh, yes. The New York Knicks get a win at home at Madison Square Garden with their home fans in attendance against the Atlanta Hawks. I swear, I said it on last episode, just me today, Josh, the host of the City That Never Sleeps podcast, the New York Knicks podcast, the creator, the producer, whatever you want to call it. I'm here for this episode right after the game concluded between the Knicks and the Hawks. Rapid reaction coming right after the game. I said it on last episode, if you haven't already, go check it out, that I feel like ever since this playoff, this rivalry has been established since the first round exit of the Knicks in the playoffs a few seasons ago. Every time the Knicks are home and they're playing the Atlanta Hawks, it's a big deal. And Trae Young shows up, shows off, shows out, and just bows to the crowd at MSG. And it's just so good and so dominant every time. And I feel like the Hawks always win. I wanted that to change today. And the Knicks came out here and showed me from the first quarter on, they were the team outscoring the Atlanta Hawks, the team out-rebounding the Atlanta Hawks on offense, a big part of that being Mitchell Robinson, who I think had at least 10 offensive rebounds tonight. The guy was all over the boards. And from the first quarter, Julius Randle was on point. I believe the guy had 13 in the first quarter. Quinn Grimes, we'll get into him as well. He was playing very well. Emmanuel Quickly, but all over the floor, just on defense there, playing harder, getting those offensive rebounds, and just, you know, being the better team scoring-wise. Like, I don't think, I could see if I could pull it up, but I don't think their field goal percentage was like that amazing, but it was just that they were able to continue getting opportunities, and it seemed like they really just wanted it more than the Atlanta Hawks. And now with this game, the records are still flip-flopped. I believe the Atlanta Hawks are 13-12 and the Knicks are 12-13. Coming into this game, the Hawks were in fourth in the Eastern Conference. Knicks were ninth. You assume with this win they will bounce up. And yes, did the Knicks catch a break? DeJounte Murray, one of the star guards for the Atlanta Hawks, I believe got injured super early in the game. The first quarter, was it an ankle sprain? I want to say sprained ankle. And obviously, we do not, you know, hope for any ill will towards players. We don't hope for any injuries. So yes, like, did the Knicks catch a break with the injury of DeJounte Murray? Yeah. If DeJounte Murray played the whole game, would the Knicks have lost? Obviously, we have no idea. We don't know the true answer to that question, but the Knicks were, I guess, lucky in the case that, you know, the Hawks didn't have one of their best players on the court for the entirety of the game. They took advantage of that. They did not look back. They were not waiting to see, ooh, can we be better if DeJounte Murray? No, they said, he's out. We're stepping the pedal on the goddamn metal. Or stepping the pedal to the metal. Whatever, it's past 10 o'clock. I'm losing my mind, but it is okay. And, you know, obviously, hope the best for DeJounte Murray. Is really good player in the NBA, and I wanted the Knicks to get him, but, you know, the Hawks ended up doing that this offseason, so good for the Hawks to do that. Again, hope for the best with DeJounte Murray. Hopefully he heals up super quickly. Didn't seem like he was having too fun on the bench. Another guy who didn't seem like he was having too fun. Yeah, we all saw the pictures of Trae Young's cleats and shoes for this game. And yeah, I mean, listen, he's got a point. For those who did not see, Trae Young was rocking these shoes that said, I think, like, on the, that on the shoe itself said, oh my gosh, I literally forgot. What was it, like, King of New York or something like that? Like, King of Broadway or Man on Broadway, King of Broadway. I think it was something to do with Broadway, like King of New York or King of Broadway, whatever it was. He wasn't that tonight. The Knicks, they came out here. They also got their revenge. If you remember, the Knicks played the Hawks. They're now evened up on the season with 1-1 on the season. Knicks being home for both of them, and that was an example. The Hawks beat the Knicks at home in early November, 112-99. The Knicks come out here. They pour it on even more than the Hawks did, winning 113-89. Beating the Hawks by about 10 more points than the Hawks beat the Knicks at home last time they played earlier in November, which I guess shows how much better maybe this Knicks team has become, although they've been on and off throughout the season, proving, you know, showing in their record of 12-13. Hopefully they do get another win, and get their record up to 500, but we'll have to wait and see. But yes, Trae Young coming in with the like King of Broadway shoes or whatever was not the King of Broadway tonight. The Knicks were double teaming him for some point of the game, and it was working. Trae Young was not feeling it a bunch tonight. I want to see if I can find his stats. I'm going to look right now. But Trae Young was not really feeling it. All right, I got his stats here. So his totals on the night include, I just said I had them and then I lost them. 30 minutes total for Young. Was 9 for 20 from the field, 0 for 4 from the three-point line. You don't really see that often. Had 19 points in total. Clint Capella, their second highest scorer, had 13 in 22 minutes. So 9 for 20 from the field is, I guess, not bad. Capella having 11 rebounds and 13 points, excuse me. Trae Young with 4 rebounds and 19 points. So, yeah, Young was not feeling it, but the Knicks definitely were. Again, that with this win, the Knicks go to 12-13, 6-7 now at home. You feel like they have this losing streak at home as well so far this season. They snap that tonight, and that's exciting stuff. And you look to who they're playing in, you know, the future. They play the Charlotte Hornets on Friday, which I talked about again last episode, not to reference it again. The Hornets are one of the worst teams in the NBA. A few episodes ago now, when the Knicks' upcoming schedule included the Detroit Pistons, I was like, the Knicks have to do what the Knicks have to do. The Detroit Pistons are one of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference, let alone the NBA. They have to do what they need to do. They need to dominate against that team, and they need to win the game by a clear margin. They went in. They did that. Okay, they're playing Charlotte right now. In Charlotte, they needed to go to Charlotte. They needed to do exactly what the Knicks did to the Detroit Pistons, and they need to clearly win that game. The Brooklyn Nets just actually played the Charlotte Hornets tonight when I am recording this. I want to try and see if I can find the end of that game. Okay, so that game ended 122-116. The Brooklyn Nets, I believe, were dominating for a majority of that game, though. They outscored the Brooklyn Nets outscored the Charlotte Hornets in the first quarter 38-28. I guess it was close throughout most of the game, though, but the Nets obviously end up getting the win in the end of things, 122-116. And the top scorers being the same guys that every year, or not every year, but the past few seasons it's been for the Hornets, this is a pretty good game for them. Terry Rozier for these superstars, at least on the team. Terry Rozier in 40 minutes had 29 points. Kelly Oubre in 41 minutes had 28 points. And then PJ Washington wasn't that involved tonight. But the two main guys being Kelly Oubre and Terry Rozier. So look out for them come Friday night. Both teams are going to have... Here, I'll just double check that. But I believe both teams are going to have the night of rest on Thursday. Yep, the Hornets will too. So the Hornets will travel back home to Charlotte and play the Knicks at home on Friday. The Knicks, again, will be away if you look towards them. But looking at the standings, let's see if I can get this updated standings here. So for right now, they're not updated at the moment. The Knicks still sit in ninth. And it also isn't updated because it still says 11 and 13. So next episode, we'll find out, obviously, what it's been past that point. I don't know when I'll record next. But again, the Hornets are one of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference. Their record before the game tonight, and this is another win now, they were 7-18, so 7-19, right, if that's updated with the loss. The Knicks need to beat this team. They need to beat Charlotte. On the other hand, the Knicks then go into Sacramento, and they play the Kings following that matchup. As I'm recording this, the Kings are losing to the Bucks, although they've been pretty good lately. I want to say they've won 3 in a row. They won 7 of their last 10. And they sit now fourth in the Western Conference at 13-9. They're slowly cooking up, not slowly, but they're quietly, I would say, cooking up something there in Sacramento. It does not seem like they'll be able to beat Giannis and the Bucks tonight. It's not like the Knicks were able to do that. And, you know, something could happen when I'm done recording, which would just be my luck. But with about a minute left in the fourth quarter, they are down by about 15. So I do think that game is over. But the Knicks, they're going to have to bring their A game on Sunday night against the Sacramento Kings team if they want to get the win. They are at home if that gives a little home court advantage. But like I said, the Knicks have really struggled at home. So you can't really take that into much account. Anyway, let's get back to Nick this game, because again, the Knicks won 113-89 against the Atlanta Hawks. Let's look at the Knicks players and their stats. Julius Randle, like I said, this was his game, had 34 points in 33 minutes. The man was feeling it. 10 for 19 from the field. He was 50% from three, 6 for 12, nailed all his free throws, had 16 defensive rebounds, and 5 assists. Ugh, what a game for Julius Randle. Mitchell Robinson, I mentioned him. He had only 8 points, but again, he's a center. He's not a big points guy. Okay, so he did not have 10 offensive rebounds. He had 9 plus 1 defensive, so 10 overall. I was close enough. Jalen Brunson, only 8 points in 26 minutes. RJ Barrett with 15 and 36 was 4 for 13 from the field. And then Quentin Grimes as well had himself a little bit of a game. 23 points in 31 minutes was 8 for 11 from the field. 5 for 7 from 3. So Quentin Grimes heating up behind the three-point line. If you're watching the ESPN broadcast, they had, I guess, RJ Barrett on the hot mic, and they caught him saying, like, let's get QG 25, let's get QG 25, like talking to Grimes. Grimes like, eh. He did not end up getting up there to 25, just short of that, 23. That was when he was at 18, because Barrett's like, we're at 18 right now. He's like looking up at the board. Look at that. They got the nickname in there for the locker room. I guess the guys on the team called Quentin Grimes QG. That I feel like that's hard coming off the tongue. QG. But you know, once I get used to it, maybe I'll start incorporating it into the podcast here a little bit. And then coming off the bench, no one too crazy. Emmanuel quickly, you know, kind of did his thing a little bit. Only had 8 points in 25 minutes. Was shooting a little 2 for 8 from the field. And then besides that, it was just kind of, again, Isaiah Hartenstein. He got a few rebounds, 5 in total, 4 defensive rebounds. But again, looking back at the team overall, it was really Julius Randle cooking it from the start. Ever since the first quarter, shot 50% from three. Grimes shot 5 for 17 from three. I don't know what that goes to percentages wise. But the Knicks, they did their thing tonight. So actually looking at the field goal percentage, I mean, you can tell how they won too. The Knicks' overall field goal percentage was 44.6% compared to the Hawks' 37.6%. Also, they were horrendous from three tonight, the Atlanta Hawks. They were 16.7% from the three-point line beyond the arc. 6 for 36. The Knicks, 47% from three. 17 for 36. And I'm sure a big reason because of that was obviously Julius Randle and Quentin Grimes, both having good nights behind the line. So it really comes down to that. It comes down to Julius Randle having a dominant performance, Quentin Grimes following that up, both players really good beyond the arc, getting those offensive and defensive rebounds, controlling the game. That's really what the Knicks did in this one. If you remember that really great win the Knicks had against the Cleveland Cavaliers, it was the Knicks' what is it? Tenacity, I guess you could say, is the right word, maybe, on defense. That's what won in this game. It's the opposite here. It's the offensive performance of this team. It's the shooting that got the job done. The positive, great shooting, successful shooting in this game against the Atlanta Hawks, with the addition of the Atlanta Hawks having poor performances from beyond the arc, inside the paint, just shooting in general, etc. And the last thing I want to say is circling back to DeJounte Murray. Yes, again, I know he was injured. Hawks fans are going to, you know, come at me and be like, oh, well, if he was healthy, we would have dominated you guys. You didn't. You lost 113-89 at the Garden. The Knicks fans were on their feet in the final 30 seconds applauding this team. They also applauded Julius Randle when he got subbed off. And, you know, when he got put to the bench at the end of the game for the bench players to come in. This team, a great performance tonight. I mean, that was probably the happiest I have been all season. Yes, it's early in the season. Again, this team is only 12-13. This game, watching this team dominate, watching Trae Young being unsuccessful in some of his shot attempts was probably the greatest, happiest feeling I've been as a Knicks fan so far this season. Maybe I should have been more excited for the Cavs game because they're probably a better team. But, I mean, again, like I said last episode, I mentioned it like a third time. This Hawks team, to me, I did not grow up in the 1990s. I'm only 17 years old. The only times I've seen the Knicks in the playoffs, it's like Jeremy Lin, Carmelo Anthony, Tyson Chandler in the early 2010s. I was like 8 years old, 9 years old then. The last time I saw the Knicks in the playoffs was that first round exit against the Atlanta Hawks. And ever since then, the Knicks have had the rivalry against them, really. It's been my rivalry, too, growing up as a Knicks fan. More recently, obviously. So this win really comes to heart, and I'm really glad they were able to get it done at home in the Garden, because it would have been another painful loss and another tough morning tomorrow if the Knicks lost this game. But I don't want to go on too long. I don't want you to have to listen to me forever. I want you to be able to enjoy this victory Thursday, or whenever you're listening to this, just enjoy the victory, man. Let it sink in. And yeah, be happy being a Knicks fan. I might wear my Quickly jersey tomorrow. I'm going to wear a Knicks shirt to school. I'm going to, you know, probably show off a little bit. Stuff to show off this podcast. Show off this podcast. Talk to your friends about it, family, and say, listen to the City That Never Sleeps podcast. Josh gave a great recap of the Hawks versus Knicks game. And if you also even want to let me know about that, or let other people who are searching this podcast know about that, go to the City of Never Sleeps podcast on our podcast Spotify. Give me that 5 stars review. Let me know what you like. And you can even let me know what you want me to improve on, what you want me to add to the show. I really appreciate the feedback. Just be kind-hearted, positive about it, please. I mean, constructive criticism is great. Just don't be a negative Nancy, as my parents would say, my mom would say. Twitter, at TCTNS Official on Twitter. That's the podcast's Twitter handle, to get the latest updates of when like episodes get released and stuff. The first place you're going to see it is probably either on your podcast feed, subscribe to the podcast, and that's how you'll find it. But also on Twitter is a great form, too. At Joshola29 is my Twitter handle, and I think I got everything in there, so I appreciate you listening. Let's go Knicks, baby. Oh, I'm so hyped. Knicks, final score, beat the Hawks 113-89, and now progress to one game under 500, 12-13. Enjoy it. Go New York, go New York, go, and I'll see you next time for another episode.
Sharper with Hubert, Bonner, Gray, and Harper. It's the Knicks, and we're back on pace. Everyone's gearing up for the championship race, and the fans are going crazy, and they're doing it for a reason. Cause 94 is the Knickerbocker season. You better believe the Knicks got all that takes. We're shooting 3-pointers, and we're running fast breaks. And if your defense makes a mistake, then bam, you ain't dunks in your face. This is a team you don't wanna miss. We are New York, we are the New York Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go. A swish, threes by Starks and dunks by Smith, and no rebounds. If that's the case, we put Oakley and Mace in your face. We draw charges and we send picks. We are New York, we are the New York Knicks. Say go New York, go New York, go.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason, and this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.